Syracuse public school teachers have overwhelmingly said they do not have confidence in Sharon Contreras to lead the district. But as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the superintendent says she still supports the teachers' work.
Syracuse Teachers Association President Kevin Ahern kicked off what turned out to be a lengthy and raucous school board meeting. 95% of the 2,400 teachers that voted have no confidence in Contreras. Ahern says safety issues in the school and inept implementation of teacher evaluations pushed the union over the edge. It was the first time the union has ever held a no-confidence vote.
Despite our assurances that things will improve, our concerns have been ignored, and the district is clearly headed in the wrong direction.
Dozens of parents and community leaders held signs and spoke in support of Contreras, noting many of the district's problems are more deeply rooted than her three-year tenure. Contreras says teachers' feelings are understandable, but she backs them.
I want every teacher and staff member to know that I see your selflessness and commitment and that I continue to have 100% confidence in each and every one of you.
The union's no confidence vote is symbolic, as only the board could remove the superintendent. Last month, board member Max Rochdeschel surprised his colleagues by saying he's lost confidence in Contreras. After Wednesday's meeting, the board issued a statement saying it supports the work it's tasked the superintendent with doing, but it would not take a firmer stand on its feelings toward her. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.